You're listening to the Overdrive Podcast, Hour 2.
Hour 2 Overdrive continues, TSN 1050 and on the TSN app. Brian Hazio, Doug, Jeff O'Neill, Jamie Noodles, McLennan. It is a Raptors playoff game night tonight, Game 2 in Milwaukee. You can hear it right here on TSN Radio and watch it on TSN tonight. Our old buddy Sam Mitchell, we haven't caught up with Sam in a long time. He will join us in about a half an hour, get his take on possible adjustments for the game tonight from the Raptors and what he expects out of them tonight.
Isn't Sam like still working?
Or? Yeah, he's still working, but once the season's over, man, like Nick Stauskas has perfected that, our boy Nick.
Yeah, exactly.
Play the season out, and then you start working for TSN. It's a great gig.
It is a good gig.
So Sam will join us in about a half an hour. Ray's coming up here in a moment. The TSN trade bait board is out.
Who do you got up there?
Well, they got Phil Kessel at number one. There's a lot of smoke surrounding Phil.
Yeah, but you got to absorb $8 million a year.
Like, did they have to use the picture with the hot dogs? Like, is it still the picture with the hot dogs?
I didn't see that. Did they do that?
I didn't see that.
Where? Either, who did? TSN?
Frank probably sent out a tweet and said, number one on our list is Phil. And the image is Phil with the cup and the hot dogs.
Yeah. Really? Oh, well, I didn't see that.
Lost in all of that with people making fun of him is the back-to-back Stanley Cups that he actually
I don't understand why. Like, why did you have to use the hot dogs?
Well, to be fair to Frank, Phil was the one that was trolling Simmons originally.
I get it, but it's just, it's once again, it's like you got to use the,
yeah,
me
there it
personally,
is.
Like, I don't want to be critical of colleague, but I would not have used the hot dog picture.
I don't think that's him, though. I don't think Frank goes, put the hot dog. I think it's the online people that create the clickbait stuff. That's what I think it is. Yeah. It's a guy in the pit going, hey, this would be cool. I'm not a, I'm a Leafs fan, and I want to take a shot at Kessel, even though this is it's Saravelli's article. I don't think Saravelli does his own headline.
Well, but it's Frank's Twitter account, though. It's not the TSN like business account. It's Frank's personal account, so Frank has the right to post whatever he wants, I would assume. I mean, he's linking. I don't know, maybe it comes with the link. If you post the link, then the Phil picture comes up. But again, Phil was the one that took the picture and posted it for the world.
Yeah, he was trolling people.
That's right,
he was basically trolling our buddy Cy.
Yeah, effectively, that was
the,
what
the
happened,
article and all that. So he put a bunch of hot dogs inside the cup,
right? And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
He actually looks thin there. Like, that's...
I hope so. He's a pro athlete.
I know, but he's looked heavier. He has looked heavier. I just think it's hilarious.
Pro athlete.
Do you think Phil will be traded this summer? And it's 6.8 because the Leafs are eating 1.2 million.
But isn't the cap hit still...
Oh, it's 6.8. The Leafs have 1.2.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry, yep.
Until it's...
How old is he?
31 now.
I would not trade for him right now. I think he's a fantastic talent, but I don't want the back end of it. I don't want the old no years.
He's got 3 years left at 6.8. He had a point a game again this year.
Someone's picking him up. Someone would trade for that.
Absolutely.
If you said, can I get 80 points for 6.8? That's a William Nylander's making. He's never gotten 80 points.
That's right.
He's gotten 61 points.
He's never gotten 70 points.
Exactly.
He's never had 65 points.
Yeah, you guys don't have to. I'm just saying, if it's me, I'm not pulling the trigger.
No, you're right.
Yeah, I hear you.
I get it.
I'm saying someone will.
There is going to be a time where the legs just fall off of Phil. We all know.
That would be my fear, that I trade for him, and it's this training camp that happens.
My fear would be it's the situation you're putting him in.
Right. As a number one left winger or leader of the team. Or,
yes.
I'm sorry, right winger.
Or just, you know, we're not that good, but maybe he can get us to that next level. I'm not sure Phil will be the guy that comes in and rallies the crew.
But he's a secondary, fantastic
On a great
player.
Team.
Exactly.
That's my point. In Pittsburgh, Phil will give you a point a game, go out there, do his thing, and go home. You trade him to a team that
needs him.
Let's say it's Carolina. You know, Carolina, they could use some offense. They could use some help up front.
Right.
Phil may get there and say, we're not that good. I don't know. I don't know if I want to be here. Like, that would be my concern with Phil.
Right.
I don't know if I really want to be here.
Well,
it's not that he won't go out there and play. He will, because he's durable and he plays every single night. But
the fact that it's 6.8 and it's only 3 years. Like, it's not six. It's not a 5-year deal. I think would be, make him quite attractive. Now, again, it depends on what team. Like, I'm just spitballing, but if you could find a way to make James Neal go away in Calgary, wouldn't he look good on the right wing with the Flames somewhere?
Yeah.
Like, just, James Neal makes 5.5. So if you could find another 1.3 in your budget and add Phil Kessel on your second or third line right wing as a support player for that team, that'd look pretty good.
Well, let's see what Ray has to say about the TSN trade bait board. Joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline, here's Ray Ferraro. Phil Kessel sitting atop the trade bait board. Do you get the impression like Phil is a guy that's going to be moving this summer?
Well, I guess, listening to Jim Rutherford's comments right after the season when he said, look, we're going to have to do some things. It might be with our core. Really, there's two players in the core that would even be possible. That would be Malkin and Kessel. It's not Crosby. And I think with Letang's injury history, it likely wouldn't be him either.
Pretty close rate of not being Malkin, too. I mean...
Yeah. Could you imagine the deal that you would have to come up with?
Yeah.
To bring parts back? I think Kessel would be more attainable for another team. And it's funny, Phil is this guy we all kind of giggle at, and we see pictures of him. You know, he never looks like he's this great athlete, but he never misses any games. He puts up large numbers of points every year. Yet they're stuck in Pittsburgh. I think they've got to carve cash out, spend cash in different ways, and he might be the guy. I wouldn't be surprised at all at the draft if he's involved in a deal.
Yeah, there's a lot of smoke down there.
Yeah.
A lot of smoke. And it's 3 years left at 6.8. He had a point a game this year.
Yeah.
Again, I mean, there's value there. And Phil's a guy that he's going to show up and do his thing. He's not going to be the captain of the team
no,
or
it's just
anything
gotta,
like that.
I agree with you, Brian. It's got to be the right setting, but placed in the right setting where he's a support skill guy, I think he can have success because he's durable, he plays, and he's a threat every time he's on the ice offensively. You know,
Ray. Sorry, Jamie. I was going to say the problem is, can you get that salary in a support place?
Right.
Or do the teams that look at him need him up at the front of the bus?
I agree.
That's a tough spot for him. He just seems to be better when everybody's not staring at him to provide all the offense.
I agree.
Well, maybe John Davidson will try to pick him up in New York now that he's deployed his shoot in Columbus.
And what is the urgency for that, Ray? I mean, is it just because of the you have to replace Glenn Sather and have that figurehead up there? I mean, everyone loves JD. He's a great hockey guy. But what is this? What is the track record in St. Louis? And is it kind of the business and the other end of it? Or I don't know. I don't know the urgency for that.
Well, I still don't, in a lot of places, though, I still don't quite get what the president does anyway. Even though JD left to St. Louis and then he went to Columbus, he's a Ranger. He's been connected to that franchise since the 70s when he came out of Calgary in junior and, you know, he was just larger than life goalie, and they got to the finals, and nobody ever thought they were going to get there. And you know, he was their guy, and he became kind of like a folk hero there. And so when Sather was going to step down, I think the urgency is that it was probably as urgent for Columbus because while the position was open, everybody was going to speculate that it was JD, and while that doesn't change the way that the team plays or anything. Do you really need that all the time? And so, okay, do you want to go? Yes, I want to go. I want to go home, you know, to what has always been his home. And then, you know, the deal is nothing to make. The owner wanted him back in New York. Dolan wanted him back there, and the position opened up when Sather retired. And, you know, it was just a matter of when that they were going to get around to announcing this, it seemed like, anyway.
Well, and that's kind of where, again, Columbus comes into this because I think you can make an argument, I think a strong argument, the timing of this is terrible. Like, it is a sandbagging moment because of all of the UFAs that are probably leaving this summer. And you've got their GM who just came out in Columbus and said, we're going to find guys who want to be in Columbus, that want to stay in Columbus. Right. And then the president's like, I got to get out of here. I'm dying to go to New York. Exactly. Like, so even, but to your point, Ray, everyone kind of knew this was coming. So even if they held off until July or August, Panarin and Bobrovsky and Duchesne, they're not stupid. The agents aren't stupid. They probably know Davidson's taking the job anyway.
Right.
And they're just trying to put forth a face. But for me, you know, if I'm Panarin, if I'm Bobrovsky, and I leave, and anyone from Columbus goes, well, can we get a statement on why you left? Say, just replace my name with John Davidson's and use his.
Yeah.
Because I always wanted to play in Miami. I grew up in Russia. I always dreamt of playing in Florida. Yeah. I'm out of here. Like, this is, I think it's terrible timing and terrible optics that he took off right before all these guys are UFAs.
But what else was going to happen, though? Like, what other way could there be?
Well, there isn't one, because
it's just like the NBA players. Like, if Masai Ujiri had the opportunity, do you think to go to the Knicks and run the Knicks? Do you think he would bolt?
No, because I think he's been offered that. I don't think he would. But
the difference here is that there is a connection here, a strong connection with JD and the Rangers.
Right, of course.
Player, broadcaster. When's he coming back? When he left, it was like, when's he coming back?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, he was barely had his bags packed, and everybody was wondering when JD's back. He's enormously popular in New York. And so what I see happening is that, you know, that Bill Zito, who is a name that is probably not super well-known but is a really promising managerial guy that is probably going to get some runway now in Vegas, and or rather in Seattle. And I just read that Kekalainen is going to add the presidency duties, and so maybe Zito becomes more of the manager. You know, you keep your management pieces, because I don't know, what does the president do?
That's the big question.
Does the president matter to Bobrovsky or Panarin? I don't think so.
No,
it's almost like the president can pull the trigger on everything, and if it goes wrong, you can fire somebody else. Doesn't it seem that way?
Seems like a good gig.
Well, yeah.
It really does.
Mike Milbury did that for years. He would hire a coach, fire him, put himself as the coach, fire himself, go back upstairs. He did that. How many years in New York?
Yeah.
I've looked around, and I'm not the right guy for the job, so I'll go hire the new right guy.
Exactly. Yeah, I'll take the other job, though. I am the right guy for that job. Yeah. That one I'm keeping. I mean, I'll fire myself.
Ray, what's the deal with this Kako kid? Is he making a play to push for number one? Hayes joked about the devil saying, we're not sure who we're going to pick at one. Is he making a play, or is it still Hughes at number one?
I think it's still Hughes. And the reason I say that is, Kako has kicked it out of the park here. He didn't play very well today. I mean, they were playing Britain. I mean, they could have done just about anything today. And, you know, like, he didn't even really, I don't know, he didn't really do much, but it didn't matter. He's got 6 goals in 5 games. But, so we saw him at the World Junior, then we saw him at this tournament. We haven't seen any of the games he played in the Finnish Elite League. We didn't see any of the 50 or so games he played last year. Hughes came to the World Juniors. He had a banged up shoulder. He's playing 6 minutes or 7 minutes a night here. He never plays. And so I would suggest that the guys that have him ranked one have seen him 100 times. And they probably have a way better handle on him than what we have. But I don't know how New Jersey doesn't at least consider it. Like, Kako is good. He reminds me a little bit of Mikko Rantanen. You know, he's got good size. He's got really good hands. He can shoot. He drives the puck to the net. He can protect it really strongly. And he's 18, right? He's going to get stronger. He's going to get better. Hughes is like a little boy on the ice. He's little, and he's got so much growth to go. He just turned 18 the other day. He was just able to take the birdcage off, and he's got his half visor on. So I find it hard to think that New Jersey's going to step past him. I really do. But I'll tell you, I'd be a lot happier if I was if I was the number two guy in the draft. I just sit there, and whoever you pick, I'm going to get the next guy, and I'm going to be happy.
Well, and that's
There's
New
no
York.
Pressure.
That's John Davidson. He'll be up there. I want to thank everybody for welcoming us, and what a great job to take over. Wow. Because a lot of the, I mean, not all the heavy lifting in New York is done, but they're
just
not.
Think, guys, it was 18 months ago they sent out that letter that said we're going to tear it down and rebuild it.
Right.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden they've got, I think they got three first round picks, maybe two. They just signed Adam Fox, who was second in the Hobie Baker, the young defenseman. They've made a couple of deals that have brought in some other young players. They made the deal with Arizona 2 years ago to get the number seven pick in the draft for Stepan and Ranta. Like, they have pretty quickly put some young pieces in place, and now they're going to get a really good one, whether it's Kako, who I think it'll be, or Hughes.
Yeah, not bad.
Not bad. And like you say, there's some guys that have pushed through there. We were talking the other day about their goaltender, Georgiev.
Georgiev.
But he's a good goalie. I really like him, and I think he can be the successor to Henrik when Henrik's done.
Noodles, they also got a Russian kid. I get them always confused. I think they've got Shestjorkin.
Okay.
And the Islanders got this guy, Sorokin.
Sorokin,
so
yeah.
I always get those two confused, but they've been high on this kid who's done really well in the KHL too. And I mean, eventually they're going to have to move by the king, right? Like,
yeah,
it's going to happen. And this Georgiev has had a
Georgiev
really good half year.
Yeah,
no, isn't it Georgiev?
I thought so too, thought man. I'm Georgiev. With you.
Well, there, is it Georgiev?
Georgiev
or Georgiev
or Georgiev?
What about Georgiev?
I think we should call him Georgiev, but I think he's going to be. I think there's a trick to that name that is going to tie us in knots.
Yeah, well, he'll change it anyway. In 3 years, it'll be.
Yeah, once he's a starter in the league, like we'll be pronouncing it way wrong.
Yeah, it'll be different in 3 years.
Like
just to keep everyone on their toes.
He'll change it to George.
Yeah, that's what it should be, George.
Just for us,
it's King Henrik. And King George.
There you go.
Noodles, you should be in marketing, man.
I'm trying.
See how quick you put that together? That's solid.
Get this sitting guy on to that New
one.
York.
Sitting on that one for a while.
Right. I know you're aware of this, even though you're overseas. The Bruins, they're through. We don't know who they're going to play yet, but do you feel like they're going to be the favorite in the Cup Final or closer to a pickup?
Yeah,
or you do think they will be the favorite?
I don't know. They've progressively found their way getting better and better. And I don't know. I didn't see it. Is Carr going to play?
Yeah, they said he'll be back for game one.
Because if he doesn't, of course, that's a rather big hole. The toughest part might for them would be, like, you know, getting the sand out of their skates. They're going to sit around for 10 days. And that's going to, you know, it'll help them heal, but it'll be a tough goal for them. They start at home. You'd hate to, you know, drop the first game at home because you're dead in the water. But I think they're the best team of the teams that are left. Rask has been out of his mind. And I don't know that many people thought that was going to be the case when they started. They got one of the best lines in hockey. I think San Jose can be dangerous, but heck, what if they lose tonight and it's now a best of three?
Yeah,
that series is far from over, right?
Yeah, they're gonna have a war on their hands there, San Jose. I still like San Jose as far as getting through. Although you're right, like how do you sleep on St. Louis? How are they gonna respond to that missed call the other night? Like that tonight will be a real telltale for me.
I did laugh. I didn't see it, but they called four hand passes last night or something.
Oh yeah. That memo got sent out.
But Wes McCauley there was some theater behind it.
Yeah.
Like the first one he called, he was Leslie Nielsen in The Naked Gun, like behind the plate. Like he was animated and fired up. And yeah, he was for sure.
As if it means anything in Carolina. Like the Bruins and the Canes are like, it didn't cost us a game. What do we care about this stupid hand pass?
Did you see the gif of the Southern lady smacking the guy in the Bruins jersey in the face?
Oh, yeah, I saw that. And her husband just giving the bird to the guy who was recording it all.
People are crazy these days, man. That's why I don't even like going out in public.
That's healthy.
In another 10 years, you're going to be just a real treat.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to be a public in 10 years.
Just be a hermit for a decade. Come in and do the show. This show will be it'll be dark, man. It'll be a dark, dark show in about a decade.
If the Bruins don't, or if the Leafs don't win, yes, it'll be dark.
Oh yeah,
that would be frustrating.
Well, listen, it's not going to get any easier. Like we talked about this yesterday, Ray. The Bruins, they may be favored in this Cup final, but we all went around the table and said we still think next year Tampa will be the favorite in the Atlantic Division. Even if Boston wins the Cup, even if they sweep the Cup, I think they show up on October 1st next year, and it's like, well, we're chasing Tampa again.
Oh, I believe so. Char is not going to get any younger between now and then. Eventually, he's really going to get slow where he can't be as effective as he is now. Not the player he was 3 years ago, but he's still, of course, he's a giant. But the Bruins have filled in behind. They've had the luxury of being able to hang behind Bergeron and Krejci at center, and then Marchand, and then Pastrnak, and they've been able to hide behind those guys' excellence. Eventually, that'll catch up to them, but in the meantime, they've drafted a lot of really good young players.
Yeah.
And so, who knows what Toronto's going to be like next year, right? Like, how would you know? Because there seems to be, like, there's going to be a lot of change. You know, there's a lot of new names that are going to be in that lineup. Tampa's not going to have many new names. That's a real, you know, we can say whatever we want. They lost in four games, but they won 60 games. Yeah, they're going to be the favored team.
Yeah, they're going to be rock stars again next year.
Regular season rock stars.
Regular season,
and then we'll see what happens.
Oh, yeah, that's on them to prove it in the playoffs.
Exactly.
Yep, for sure. But during the regular season, I mean, I'll pencil them in for 120 points. I don't need to see the offseason. I fully expect that.
And guess what? Nothing that happens between September and start of April is going to matter, really, to them.
No.
Doesn't matter. 120 points, 100 points, it's only what happens once April 10th rolls around.
More so than any other team.
I agree.
All right, buddy. Enjoy it over there. Enjoy the weekend. We'll do it again next week.
Yeah, talk to you on Monday. Talk to you later, boys.
There's Ray Ferraro, TSN hockey analyst, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Red Tag Days are back. Purchase any new vehicle and get a $500 gift certificate to Appliance Canada, plus get rates from 0%. Visit MapleToyota.com. Yeah, as for that trade bait board, there are two Maple Leafs on it. Connor Brown is pretty high on the list, and Nikita Zaitsev is on there as well. So,
if Zaitsev ends up getting traded, you're essentially saying we're reshaping 100% almost of our defensive corps. Who would be left over?
Well, no, Riley and Muzzin are coming back.
Riley, Muzzin, and Dermott.
Yes. I think.
Yeah, you'll know, for sure. You're right.
You know, so at least 50%. 50%.
You're right. I misspoke. At least 50%.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, 4 out of 7. Realistically. Ozhiganov's gone.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Hainsey. Gone. If Zaitsev gets
Gardner.
Traded, and then Gardner.
Zaitsev.
So that's 4 out of 7.
Martin Marincin, you know, whoever else was kicking around and playing.
If you're doing 8. Justin Hull, I believe, has another.
He'll probably be back and be the 7th or 8th defenseman again.
But that's, you know, not a core piece.
But I'm not surprised by that.
No.
Like, their defense core has not really been good enough. Morgan Riley clearly is the guy that you're keeping. Muzzin, you're keeping for another year.
Yep, absolutely.
And Dermott's going to be a part of the program, but now he's coming off major surgery, so who knows what kind of offseason he's going to have and how he's going to play. I mean, that's not going to be an easy transition for him. I don't think he took a step forward this year.
No.
I think it was kind of a sophomore slump, quite frankly. I think he was just okay.
How many times?
Randy Carlyle.
Okay, just okay.
Yeah, and Babs kind of took a few shots at him, saying, you know, you need to have a good summer. You need, like, he basically pointed to us that he wasn't loving his play, and that he was, what's the saying, 2-year tenure, a little bit of, you know, come back.
I'm a Maple Leaf now. And
listen, he's a good player. I think he will continue to progress, but
I think he's got to be careful because guys are chasing him within the organization.
Correct.
Like Rasmus Sandin is chasing him. Doesn't mean there isn't room for both.
There is room
for both. But there might only be room for one in the top four.
Correct.
You know, if you want to keep progressing and become a bigger piece of the pie.
Well, and get paid, too.
And get paid, exactly.
Lots of money.
Exactly, because Riley's there. Muzzin will be there.
Yeah.
I think if they trade Zaitsev and Hainsey leaves and Gardner leaves, I think they'll be in on either acquiring via trade or trying to sign someone that can come in and also supply top 4 minutes. I think you have to.
Yeah.
And then the door's open for whoever else wants to walk in.
They've got some, like Kyle Dubas, outside of the Marner contract negotiations and the Kapanen and Johnsson, like they've got some heavy lifting to do there.
Yeah.
And it may be in-house, but it also, there's going to have to grab one or two players on the back end. And not just grab them, you're going to have to maybe acquire one that is a difference maker.
Well, and that's why everyone gets caught up with the players that they love and that they want to see back. That's not the way it works. No. If you're going to bring in other pieces, you have to trade guys out. Yeah. And it's not going to be Zaitsev and Connor Brown. Like, if Zaitsev gets traded, it's not for a big piece coming back.
You're not getting Dougie Hamilton from...
Not going to happen.
...from Carolina for Nikita Zaitsev.
And the same thing with Connor Brown. You're going to get the equivalent of a Connor Brown-type player.
Or they may just move him for a draft pick to free up money.
To alleviate money. Absolutely. Exactly. Which, again, sucks for Connor Brown because he's been here for the grind and the local guy, and he loves being a Maple Leaf.
Yeah.
But it may end up being that way. They need the 2.1 off the hook, so we'll take a couple of picks, and
it might
there
be
you
something
go.
Like that. And maybe somebody with the Marlies pushes through. Maybe it is.
There are going to be guys on the cheap. There have to be. There's a fourth line.
Look at the money. There
third
has
pairing,
to be.
No backup goalie. It. It's cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be cheap.
Agreed.
But this is where the NHL... you know, the cast system has kind of been developing here where the high-end guys get paid. You look at who's still out there on July 15th or August 1st, there's still some good players.
Very good players, yeah.
And that's what they're going to have to do. You're going to have to get a pretty good veteran guy and say, we want you on the fourth line, but we can only give you $1 million.
Yeah.
But
a guy who's cycled
you get 1.4 to play for the worst team in the league, or you can get 900 grand to play for us, and you might be able to sell him on that because he wants to play in Toronto.
You're going to have to be sniffing around that market big time.
Agreed. Yeah, you have to.
Agreed.
All right, Sam Mitchell coming up. Game two, Raps, Milwaukee. What do the Raptors have to do? What kind of adjustments have to be made going into the game tonight? We'll get to that next.